Shalom, everybody. Parshas Vayelech begins with Moshe Rabbeinu on the last day of his life, addressing Bnei Yisrael, telling them that he's 120 years old that day, and he can no longer lead them. Instead, he says, Yehoshua will lead them, and God will be with them, and he will defeat their enemies. And many Mefarshim are bothered by the opening words of our Parsha. The Torah says in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Vayelech Moshe vayedaberes hadvarim ha'ele el kol Yisrael. Moshe went and said all these things to Bnei Yisrael. Where did Moshe go? Why does the Torah say vayelech Moshe vayedaberes hadvarim ha'ele? Just say vayedaber Moshe hadvarim ha'ele. It says it throughout the Chumash. So again, many Mefarshim offer various beautiful explanations. The Ramban Rav Moshe ben Nachman, who died in 1270, he and others say that after Moshe finished his address to the people in Parshas Nitzavim, the people returned to their tents. But now, Moshe wanted to bid them farewell before his death. He was dying that day. And this was a personal message. He wanted to deliver it to them personally. And so, Vayelech, he went from the camp of the Levim, where he lived, to the camp of Bnei Yisrael, where the rest of the people lived. And he personally wanted to say farewell. It's an incredible lesson of what it means to be a leader, a true and dedicated leader. That's the Ramban. The Ibn Ezra, Rav Avraham ben Meir Ibn Ezra, who died in 1167, says, Vayelech, Moshe went out on this last day of his life, 120 years old. He went to go around to every shevet to say, everything will be okay. I am leaving you, but you are in good hands, and you're entering into Eretz Yisrael. That's the Ibn Ezra. And the Sfarno, Rav Ovadia ben Yaakov Sfarno, who died in 1550, says similar to the Ibn Ezra, that Vayelech Moshe means that Moshe went to console Bnei Yisrael about his death. But the Sfarno says that the consolation was to make sure that Bnei Yisrael did not become sad. They didn't become depressed over Moshe's death. And instead, they should be happy over the covenant, the bris, that they just signed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Parshas Nitzavim. It's a festive thing. It's worthy of celebration. And Moshe was worried that Bnei Yisrael would not be sufficiently happy. They'd be focused on his death. And he said, don't think about that. Think about the bris. You just got into a bris, a covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be happy. Celebrate. Be festive. It's an incredible, again, an expression of selflessness on Moshe Rabbeinu's part. This was the last day of his life. And who is he thinking about? He's not thinking about himself. He's thinking about Klal Yisrael. Just phenomenal. And finally, we have the Kli Yakar of Shlomo Ephraim Lunshitz, who died in 1619. The Kli Yakar offers two explanations. First, the Kli Yakar says that when Moshe says in the next pasuk that he's 120 years old, and he says, Lo uchal od latzeis v'lavo, I'm unable now to go around and do things. What does that mean, says the Kli Yakar? Does that mean that Moshe is physically unable to go around? Or does that mean that he is physically able, but Hashem told him he's no longer allowed to be the leader? That's what the Kli Yakar says in his first answer. Moshe wanted to send the message that he was physically completely able to serve Bnei Yisrael, to continue being the leader, to continue helping Bnei Yisrael. No question about it. But, and we're going to see that, I'm sorry, we're going to see that in Vizos HaBracha, when he actually does pass away, we see there that he was completely physically fit. However, Moshe wanted to send a clear message to Bnei Yisrael that the mantle of leadership was being passed from him to Yehoshua, not because he was physically unable, but because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed it to be so. Therefore, Vayelech Moshe. Moshe ran around the entire camp of all of Bnei Yisrael to show them he was physically able to continue his responsibilities, but he was willingly and happily doing what Hashem asked him to do, which is passing the leadership role to Yehoshua. That is the Kli Yakar's first explanation, and the Kli Yakar offers another explanation of Vayelech Moshe. In Parshas Nitzavim, Moshe spoke to Bnei Yisrael about tshuva, and now Vayelech Moshe. Moshe went around to each shevet to personally encourage them, to personally inspire them to do tshuva. It's very easy to feel that all is lost after you've made a mistake. But Moshe goes around to everyone and he shares the message in a very personal way. Do tshuva. Tshuva is doable. Tshuva is feasible. Tshuva is attainable. What powerful messages from the Ramban and the Ibn Ezra and the Sforno and the Kliyakar. Powerful messages, and we can learn from all of them and we can internalize all of them. And they all come from two words, Vayelech Moshe. Have an amazing day, everyone!